This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The FBI has made public hundreds of pages of newly declassified documents about an investigation into suspected ties between the Saudi Arabian government and the September 11th attackers. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
For more than a decade, FBI agents investigated the support provided to several of the 9/11 hijackers when they arrived in the U.S., including finding them a place to rent and supplying financial support. In particular, agents focused on whether three Saudi nationals, including an embassy official in Washington, had advanced knowledge of the attacks. Ultimately, investigators found insufficient evidence to charge any of the three with illegally supporting the hijackers. Still, a lawyer for the 9/11 victims' families says these documents are helpful, calling them very incriminating against the Saudi government, which the families are suing in a New York court. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. State Department has confirmed that a seventh round of Iran nuclear talks will start later this month in Vienna, Austria. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Wednesday that they would resume for a seventh round on Monday, November 29th, with Special Envoy for Iran Robert Malley again leading U.S. participation in the talks. Iran's top nuclear negotiator, Ali Bagheri Khani, also tweeted Wednesday that the talks would resume. The discussions aim to reinstate the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, commonly known as the Iran nuclear deal. Former President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the agreement in 2018 and reimposed sanctions on Iran. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A new scientific study has found the dramatic drop in carbon dioxide emissions from the pandemic lockdown has pretty much disappeared in a puff of coal-fired smoke, much of it from China. A group of scientists who track heat-trapping gases that cause climate change said the first 9 months of this year put emissions a tad under 2019 levels. They estimate that in 2021, the world will have spewed 36.4 billion metric tons of carbon dioxide, compared to 36.7 billion metric tons 2 years ago. At the height of the pandemic last year, emissions were down to 34.8 billion metric tons, so this year's jump is 4.9%, according to updated calculations by the Global Carbon Project. President Joe Biden says the Democrats' setbacks in Tuesday's elections underscore that the party needs to produce for the American people. Biden insisted on Wednesday that his inability to get Congress to pass a $1 trillion infrastructure deal and a $1.75 trillion package of social and climate programs ahead of Tuesday's vote did not make a difference.
I think we should have passed before Election Day, but I'm not sure that I would be able to have changed the number of very conservative folks who turned out in the red districts who were Trump voters, but maybe.
In Virginia's governor's race, Democrat Terry McAuliffe lost to first-time Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin in a state that Biden won by 10 percentage points a year ago. In New Jersey, Democratic Governor Phil Murphy narrowly won re-election, edging out Republican challenger Jack Chitarelli, who mounted a surprisingly strong campaign on issues including taxes and opposition to pandemic masks and vaccination mandates. Prosecutors are seeking 44 months in prison in the sentencing of a Capitol rioter. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
Federal prosecutors are recommending a prison sentence of nearly 4 years for a New Jersey gym owner who took part in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. 44-year-old Scott Fairlamb pleaded guilty to obstruction of an official proceeding and assaulting a police officer during the riot. If U.S. District Judge Royce Lambert adopts the Justice Department's recommendation of a 44-month prison term, it would be the longest sentence for a rioter to date. Prosecutors said Fairlamb was one of the first rioters to breach the Capitol, and his violent actions emboldened other rioters around him. Fairlamb's sentencing is scheduled for next Wednesday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David.